Good afternoon and welcome to yet another edition of In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's brutally cold right here in Medford, Massachusetts at the corner of Boston Ave and College Ave, but it's toasty between your ears as the next hour brings you all kinds of wonderful, warm, pleasant sounds. So stay tuned and stay warm. Okay, everybody's toasty warm now, right? Are you all wrapped up with your hot cocoa? Your steaming bowl of soup, broth, or gruel? Whatever your bowl of choice is, I hope you're enjoying it. It's nice and toasty warm here on the third floor of Curtis Hall, where all the cream rises to the top, as does the heat. We don't even have the AC on in here. I'm not even supposed to tell you that. That's a no-no because of the heat of the equipment in here, but it just doesn't matter today. I think we're still below whatever the temperature is supposed to be in here. If you're outside, go back inside immediately. That's my public service announcement for this week. Regardless, we're here, and I have a job to do, and that is to tell you what I just played for you, which was most recently. Philip Glass, with the musical portion of a segment on the television show Sesame Street. I wonder if I didn't say the television show, you would have been like, well, Sesame Street, what's that? So there was it was an animated segment of these circles, different colored circles, sort of fanning out and demonstrating without words how to various ways they could be divided up and things like that through 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, 6 parts and fascinating thing. But this is the audio portion of what is a beautiful audio visual component, but I thought the music was so beautiful on its own I had to bring it to you this week. But I urge you to go online and watch the video, because it'll give you an appreciation of circles and of what people will do to create nonverbal educational materials. So that was from 1979, and that was around when I was watching Sesame Street. And I feel very, very blessed to have had artworks like that by fine artists like Philip Glass provided to me for my learning enjoyment. Prior to that, we have Negative Land with a new one from sometime late last year, 2022. There Is No Planet, from Speech Free, recorded music for film, radio, internet, and television. Speaking of nonverbal, there are no words, to my knowledge, on Speech Free. I haven't listened to the whole thing yet because it's not really out yet. But that track was released late last year. Speech Free is in the process of apparently being being packaged, pressed, all that. You can go pre-order if you're so inclined, but I can't tell you to do that because this is non-commercial radio. We opened up the show and the set at the top of the hour with Pete Townshend with another non-verbal track, another all-instrumental Baroque Ipanese, a little synthesizer bit from his second collection of odds and ends and demos and things, another scoop from 1987 following the original scoop collection from earlier in the 80s. And that brings us up to date. Last night I was down at Toad, where there's a sort of New Orleans funeral type of atmosphere going on, where people are celebrating all they can despite the sad news that that entire complex with Toad and Christopher's has been put up for sale. And I'm sorry if I am the one you were hearing this from first, but very, very sad news. In another show, I will talk about the tremendous gift that our local live music scene is and how I have felt that in that room for many years. But anyway, in a conversation last night, this next song was mentioned to me and I said, oh, I'm going to have to check that out. I have a radio show tomorrow. And I liked it so much, went right ahead and put it in the show. So enjoy the fruits of the ecosystem of our local music scene.
I didn't want to hurt you. need you. I'm just a jealous guy. I was feeling insecure. You might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside. I was shivering inside. I didn't mean to hurt you, no, no. And I'm sorry I made you cry.
Yeah.
Well, I just leaned into the mic and I realized that my headphones are turned up way too high. There we go. Ah, the sweet spot. What's most important down here is that I feel that I sound good. Because I can't tell how it sounds to you. You can stop by and tell me how it sounds by going to wmfo.org/DJ-chat, or you can just go to the WMFO home page, and the link is right there at the top. It's an excellent place to give me a piece of your mind, in large part because you can do it anonymously and give me the what's what. Now then, now that we've gotten that out of the way, let me tell you what you just heard. The epic, long, most recently, torn curtain from the most celebrated television album, Marquee Moon, from all the way back in 1977, played, of course, as a nod to the recently departed Tom Verlaine, who passed away a couple of days ago, frontman for Television, one of the more artful rock bands of the punk era, post-punk era. 1977, hard to call that post-punk, I guess, I don't know, but they didn't really fit as a punk sound. You can spend all day debating what that means, and I don't know. You can do that on the DJ chat line. Just drop by and type in your message and say Television were a punk band or they were not a punk band. And we'll talk about that. Prior to that, we heard from Lou Reed with Hanging Around, off of 1972's Transformer. Always a fun, good time from beginning to end. Before that, we heard from Ben Fundis from right up in Newburyport with a track called Aaron, off an album I just discovered, looking for something else, came across this online. It is Acorn to Arabella Volume 1 from 2020. Acorn to Arabella. It's music, I guess, inspired by, perhaps, I don't know, the whole story wasn't a lot of info, but the Acorn to Arabella project, which I do know, which I am familiar with, which is somewhere out in Western Mass. These folks are from milling the lumber to building a boat. I should have looked it up more detailed, but the Arabella, for those of you either not from Massachusetts or those of you in Massachusetts and not quite as versed in your local history, the Arabella was the ship that brought the first... Oh, no, actually, I take that back. I don't know. Maybe it's... I don't know. It was the ship that brought the folks to the first settlers to Boston, not to Plymouth, but to Boston. Maybe that was the Arabella. I don't know. But this ship is called the Arabella, and it's an old timey big wooden ship that they are making with, you know, some modern accoutrement here and there. But it is an amazing thing. You follow them online. They are doing it painstakingly, slowly, to use all the old techniques. And I love watching them go. One of these days, one day soon, they're going to set sail. Anyway, music from the Acorn to Arabella project. I just got so lost in the weeds there, I forgot what I was talking about. Before that, we heard, of course, from Richard and Linda Thompson with I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight. I love that song so much. I played that for you because tomorrow, Richard Thompson will be playing at the Bull Run out in Shirley. Talk about cold, man. Further you go inland, the colder it gets. But the Bull Run, I'm sure, will be warm. You know, that place always looks to me like it's half falling down. Never been inside. I'm sure it's very nice. Very, very rustic on the outside. Looks like it is gradually slumping into slumber. We opened up that set, as I mentioned, as I started talking about earlier, with Donny Hathaway, with his version of John Lennon's Jealous Guy. Yeah, that was the B-side of the Giving Up single from back in 1972. So that song was, I was in a conversation in Darren Buck from the man, what the heck is his band called? I just had it in front of me. Hank Wonder from the band Hank Wonder was at Toad last night, dropped in as the Baker Thomas Band will always historically has had people just in the audience, local musicians who said, come on up and do a song. And so he came up and did a couple of songs. I was talking to him afterwards, talking about radio and music and New Jersey and all this wonderful stuff. And that song came up and I said, I'm going to put that on the radio if it's any good. And man, I thought it was great. So there you go. Like I said, the people you meet, the music you trade, the knowledge you gain, that's what we're all about here in the music scene and down here at WMFO. And so I hope that you are learning something as well. All right, we've got a few more songs left in the hour. It's 5:42 here. Got about 17 and a half minutes left. So let's see what we can do.
phone me up.
Why does your brother's face? Why does your brother's face? Why is 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 your brother's face?
We are getting perilously close here to the top of the hour, so I am going to jump in here and tell you what you have been listening to. Behind me right now is Numbers Have Names from right here in Boston with Woolen Nickel, track of theirs from 2017. Prior to that, we heard from Tequila Sirens with another local band with Shame, a single of theirs from sometime late last year. Tequila Sirens will be playing tomorrow night. And let me just see what the name, how I should refer to this particular venue, The Loft. The Loft, right next to Market Basket in Union Square. You can probably find that info out but just by searching for them. But it's their CD release party with Van Chamberlain and Dear Phaser, and Audrey Ryan is in there somewhere at the beginning. 438 Somerville Lab, kind of in the back there where the artist studios are, so you walk through the Market Basket parking lot. Always a great time there, a really special space in our local music scene. Prior to that, we heard from Thrust Club with Why Does Your Congressperson Want Me Dead? That was a track of theirs from 2020. They will be playing on Sunday at State Park with Saturnids. I was going to play Saturnids also. There's too much good music to play to fit it all in. Another great one. We opened... we didn't open that set with... Prior to that, we had Cold Expectations with their most recent one. Very appropriate for today, although it was a little Christmassy. That song was called Coat of Snow, although it's not snowing out there. Man, it's colder than if it were. And yeah. Oops, my bed music has disappeared. Anyway, Cold Expectations will be playing Friday the 17th at the Burn with Crow Follow. That and we opened up that with Darts from their Is This Thing On album. That is going to do it for me. My name is Pete. Thank you for listening to In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network.